balance, does it exist? How many of you in this room checked your email on Thanksgiving? All right, my case rests. I'll see you later. Our lives are dramatically different in this modern day experience, aren't they? I mean, no longer do we go to a place of business from 9 to 5. We don't have that segmentation anymore. We can't compartmentalize our life into our work self and our personal self. When technology came along, do you remember the BlackBerry? How many of you still have a BlackBerry? When the BlackBerry came along, we could check email from anywhere. We didn't have to be in the office, right? And a greater portion of us today actually work from home. So it's an even greater challenge when you're working from home or you have the flexibility with your work to work from home to separate yourself, because we are not able to segment ourselves off. In fact, when we are at work, we bring home with us, don't we? Whatever transpires in our personal life, with our relationships, with our children, anything going on personally, we bring with us. It affects the quality of our work. We have the ability to make choices that are in alignment with our priorities. Most people make choices without fully thinking about what their priorities are. That's how we overbook ourselves. We say yes to things when we really might have been better served to say no. So in cultivating work-life satisfaction, there are active things we can do to increase that level of deep fulfillment within our lives. Taking a look at our thoughts, how are we thinking about our everyday? Are we feeling burdened by what we've been tasked to do? Or do we feel enlivened by the task because it's what we asked for? It's what we want to do. It's how we want to expand ourselves professionally. You're here now. You're alive right now in this moment. And as we reflect upon our life and do a review, all the way fast forward to the end, what is it you want to experience? Because all I can say is that in the life that we have, it's just an accumulation of experiences. What do you wish to experience this lifetime? And are you creating a space for yourself to be able to experience that? Thank you.